Lincoln.
This taped in, this plugged in. This plugged in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. In a sense, it is important and desirable that people feel this way about politics and politicians in a free society. A politician's power may be great, and with this power should goes the necessity of checking it. Period. Paragraph. But the fact remains that politics has become one of our most abused and neglected professions. It ranks low on the occupational list of a large share of the American politician. Yet it is this profession, it is these politicians who make the great decisions of war and peace, prosperity and recession, the decision whether we look to the future or the past. Period. In a large sense, everything now depends upon what the government decides. Period. Therefore, if you are interested, if you want to participate, if you feel strongly about any public question, whether it's labor, what happens in India, the future of American agriculture, whatever it may be, it seems to me that governmental service is the way to translate this interest into action. That the natural place for the concerned citizens is to contribute part of his life to the national interest. Paragraph. Like most things in life, many decisions in life, a combination of factors pressed on me, which directed me into my present profession, period. I was at loose ends at the end of the war, I was reluctant to begin law school again. I was not very interested in following a business career, I was vitally interested in national and international life, and I was the descendant of three generations on both sides of my family of men who had followed the political profession. In my early life, the conversation was nearly always about politics. My father, who had directed much of his energy into business, nevertheless, as the son of a Massachusetts state senator, was himself involved. Interested in politics. My mother also shared the interest. Her father had been mayor and a United States congressman, and both my great uncles were state senators, and my father's first cousin was mayor of Brockton, Massachusetts. For all the Irish immigrants, comma, the way up in Boston was clearly charted. The doors of business were shut. The way to rise above being a laborer was through politics, period. So they all went into it, comma, everybody in the Kennedy or the Fitzgerald family, period. I never thought in school and college that I would ever, but I never thought at school or college that I would ever run for office myself, period. One politician was enough in the family, and my brother Joe was obviously going to be that politician. Period. I hadn't considered myself a political type, and he filled all the requirements for political success. When he was 24, he was elected as a delegate to the Democratic Convention in 1940, and I think his political success would have been assured. I recall that I was a freshman at Harvard when Henry Cabot Lodge was elected to the United States Senate. Period. I don't suppose I ever thought in those days that I would someday run against him and defeat him for the Senate. I suppose there's some freshman in college who will probably end up by defeating me today, who isn't aware that he's probably going to end up by defeating me sometime. My brother Joe was killed in Europe as a flyer in August 1944. And that, comma, and that ended our hopes for him, period. But I didn't even start to think about a political profession for more than a year later. When the war came, I didn't know what I was going to do, comma. And in those days, and for those few months after the, and I didn't know what I was going to do, comma, and I didn't find it oppressive that I didn't know, period. In 44 and 45, I had been in the hospital for about a year, recovering from some injuries I received in the Pacific, period. And I worked as a reporter, covering the San Francisco conference, the British election, and the Potsdam meeting, dash, all in 1945. Period. So there never was a moment of truth for me when I saw my whole political career unfold. I came back in the fall of 55 after Potsdam, and, comma, at loose ends, comma, and the head of the Boston Community Fund asked me to help him during the drive, period. That was Mike Kelleher, who later became my finance chairman when I ran for the Senate in 1952, paragraph. Being Kelleher's assistant meant making speeches for the first time in my life, comma, and they seemed to be acceptable, period. The first speech I ever gave was on England, comma, Ireland, and Germany, victor, neutral, and vanquished, period. It took me 3 weeks to write and was given at an American Legion post, period. The speech went reasonably rather well, period. Somebody came up, a politician came up to me afterwards and said that I should go into politics, comma, that I might be governor of Massachusetts in 10 years, period. Then I began to think about a political career, period. I hadn't even considered it up till then. Later in the fall, James M. Curley was elected mayor of Boston, and a congressional seat became vacant, period. This was the seat, this was the 11th congressional district, which my grandfather had once represented in Congress 50 years before, period. Suddenly the time, the occasion, and I all met, period. I moved into the Bellevue Hotel with my grandfather, and I began to run, period. I've been running ever since, period. fascination began to grip me, and I realized how satisfactory a profession a political career could be. I saw how ideally politics filled the Greek definition of happiness, a full use of your powers. Along lines of excellence in a life affording scope, unquote, quote unquote. Paragraph. I might have gone to law school, which so many were doing after the dislocations of war, and become a member of a big firm, and death, comma, or a divorce case, comma, or been involved in an accident suit, period. But how can anyone compare that in interest with being a member of Congress, with trying to write legislation on foreign policy, or on the relationship between labor and management? Or I could have taken part in an antitrust case against a great corporation, comma, a case which would have taken 2 or 3 years, which might have taken 2 or 3 years, period. How can you compare in interest that job with a life in Congress where you were able to participate to some degree in determining which direction this nation would go, period. Paragraph. Even reporting its disadvantages. And that was the first profession I've tried, period. A reporter is reporting what happens, so they go on. He's not making it happen. Underline making, underline reporting. Even the good reporters, comma, the ones who are really fascinated by what happens and who find real stimulus in putting their noses into the center of action, even they, in a sense, are in a secondary profession. Period. It's reporting what happened, comma, but it isn't participating, period. Paragraph. I had in politics, to begin with, the great advantage of having a well-known name, and that served me in good stead. Beyond that, however, I was a stranger in Boston to begin with, and I still have a notebook which is filled page after page with the names of all the new people I met back there in that first campaign. I had several disadvantages as a candidate, period. I was an outsider, really. I was living in a hotel, period. I'd never lived very much in the district, period. My roots were there. My family roots were there, but I had lived in New York for 10 years, period, comma, and on top of that, I'd gone to Harvard. Not a particularly popular institution at that time in the 11th Congressional District. But I started early, period. In my opinion, the most important key to political success. In December, for the primary election next June,